So we're holding by discussing the atzames from the basar, the bones from the meat, from the fish. So he brings that over here in Yudalid, that this is also included in the halachas of Beirah, and therefore one should really be careful to take the meat from the bones, the fish from the bones. Definitely easier if you did it for Shabbos. So like this, you're being Beirah the oichah from the pseilas, samach the rachila. Could do it even before the meal during the prep time. Now look at paragraph number 2. Vim kashalik achabasim al atzamis. That is difficult. Kigoyin v'yeshkan atzamis kadanis. In the fish, there are small bones. Mutalach loita atzamis min abasa. Imishayim at basimai. If let's say I pull the bone out with some of the meat on it, that would be mut. That goes back to the rule we learned where you're taking the psalms with oichel.
Let
me finish the sentence first. Im oichel abasa shal atzamis. As long as you eat the basa on the atzamis. Now, the Mishmur introduces us with a new question.
Yeah,
what happens if you have... What?
You said you have to eat those. That that's
over here, so then we consider that you're taking oichel with it. Because it's a very small amount. Let me finish the sentence. 1 second. Ba'atzamis ketanis ma'ayit. Shein aleim basa. But the small bones that don't have on a basa. Yesh limtzeis oisen acha shecholtzoi min a basa. You should suck them after you take them out of the basa. Now, what's the reason for this? Why do you have to eat the basa? Why do you have to suck the juice on it? So the reason is because it's not normal to pull out the... Like yesterday, someone asked about the orange. The orange comes off with some fruit on it. Or the, whatever it is that comes off with some fruit. So we said that's not counted. Because that's how it always comes out. So what makes it that now it came out with eichel? The fact that you're eating the basa. The fact that you're sucking the juice. That's what makes it into eichel. V'im yesh basa sabav kol ha'etzem, mutal l'chotza afilim eine eichel basa. So therefore he says, in a case where this taka basa, it's not just a little basa stuck onto it, but it's coming out with basa on it, then you don't even have to eat it with the basa. Okay?
What if you're not sure if it doesn't come out?
Right. Chashash
deraisa. That's what I'm saying. So
you've got to
take it out.
Don't do it. Go back to the other eitzah, take the food from the eichel. Right, so you have the chilek that sometimes you do need to eat it, sometimes you don't need to eat it. That's the chilek he's making here. This is halacha l'maaseh sefer.
Shee! I never heard of it before. I thought you could take off the bone with a little bit of meat and put it on the side, because now you didn't take the bad, you took the good with
so
the
bad. So we said that at the end, we just read that. If there's a little more than a little basa, he says here. If it comes off with basar, then you can do that and you don't need to eat it. Afilu me'ini eichal basa. But if it's just coming over with a small amount, like we discussed yesterday, that small amount is not considered with the eichel. So then that, you have to follow through. Yesterday when you spoke about it, you walked out. Say, you're going to hear half a sentence. Okay. Now he goes back to another point that we spoke about. V'chol zeh v'shas achila mamish. Sh'az yesh l'smecha l'kichas etzim ma'ad bas. Oy ba'atzam iskadayin saldasim kumtzaisim. But if you're going back to the prep time, then nachain lasses a kol kederach lekiches basim rabasa basim and atzamis. Then the best thing is to take the eichel from the pseilas, and you have to be careful with what you use in order to separate it. Okay, now he says b'magum shekasha lasses k'mashuk samdim v'yishter charba. Let's say for the need of children or older people. So then what are we allowed to do? We're allowed to be samchan mikilim. Shematirin gam lo se atzomis ben abasa v'gam tzomch l'achila. Abachol ze yaz ha'kol b'yah. But could be even not when it's on the plate. Could be even beforehand. Because even during prep time. Why? Because back to the head of the peel on the arsh. That's the way you get to it. Because if it's really difficult, then that's how you eat it. During the week, you always pull the bone out. So could be we could say that that falls into the head of peels on an orange. Yeah? That's what he says in the next paragraph, what we mentioned yesterday, that this is the makar for the minig of eating. You felt the fish. Now Gershi's bothered with, you have a pitcher. The next paragraph really we should do together with this, but we'll go on to Geshi's question. Geshi's bothered, we have a pitcher that has juice and ice cubes. And at the spout there's a his teeth or whatever you call it, right? Alright, so, and now it's blocking the ice from coming out. So we have here, first of all, we have to down up. What's the first thing we have to down up?
Is it tuminim?
That's right. Is it tuminim? Is there a taroivis over here? Is there a mixture? Is that called a mixture? So if it's big ice cubes, we once learned, right? If you have kneiluk in a soup, you have a big carrot in the soup, it's not a taroivis. So maybe we could say that it's not even really a taroivis, the ice cubes in it, but sometimes the ice cubes start to melt. The taka's small. But ice cubes is there to melt into the liquid, to become part of the liquid. So be'etzim, I don't view it as tuminim.
Why is there a problem with sifting? Like what? A told of sifting, maybe?
Sifting, what, merakid?
Yeah, if that's
rocket. Okay, so we're gonna have to learn rocket separately, and you're right, we'll bring it up again over there, but we'll see why it's not rocket. But
I mean, this is dope silence. It's not like you don't want the ice cube. All these other stuff, we don't want the ice cube. We don't want it.
Here, so that's another svara. That's another svara we'll get to in a second. But, right, but it could be, so I now we're donning up, we're donning up from the root of it, Mosh. Mosh, we're going down to the how do you say it in Yeshivish way? The amkus of it. That could be it doesn't start. Now, afilo im tzitzolayim, it starts. Had a chaloy start. So then, Moshe has another svara. That there's no oichon psaedus either. What will happen if the ice cube comes into my cup? I'm going to be upset about it? No, I prefer it staying in the pitcher to cool off the rest of the drink. But I don't mind it coming into my cup. So it could be there's no oichon psaedus either. So it comes out that could be there's no taroivis.
What about a prudom?
Depends on the person.
Okay, so that's way for Brady. We're gonna learn that.
I get mad when the ice comes in my
You
road.
Do?
Yeah.
Then it depends how mad you get.
Because of the splash.
If you really get mad about it, so Taka, we're gonna learn later, which again she's itching for also the Brita, that it could be Taka someone could create upsellers even though there's no upsellers. We'll see that
the filter.
Okay. It's not really a big shadow.
I don't
think it's a shadow, but we'll see. Okay, Schumann Basta. Let's go on to the next paragraph. You have basa with a fatty, it's marbled, fat. Right? Nice and fancy, like in the advertisement. Nice. okay, so you have basa shamein, ve'ini reis lech l'shumin, you don't want to eat that fat. As chal l'shumin, shim psaylis. V'tzrichon li'zor eich ma'frida ma'shumin l'basa. You have to be careful how to separate the fat from the basa shleilava is the bari. Keitze yasa. Yach lecha basa min ha'shumin. You have the fork and knife, cut the basa away from the shumin. Shazu Barakum Psalas. Bav Shay de Klee. Ha he turns the Bashasakil fine. Bav Shigam some Khasudi Yashlat is a you know using the knife to separate the basa from it. Now what happens if let's say you want to do this earlier in the day before prep time? Vim writes the law se ashum is man kadim as yachtich oi kulay bimakim ban basa. Either cut off the shumin with a small piece of basa with it, or you cut it by the shumin and you leave a thin piece of shumin on the basa. Now, what I see sometimes is.
Why is that terubis?
What I see sometimes, because at the point where it's connected, contact, it's not.
It's not a mixture, I mean.
Right, but we discussed that earlier that we view it as.
Anything
at the point
that
of contact.
Stubborn.
That's right. So let's not go off topic for a second. We can discuss that again, but one second. But what I see sometimes, especially my children, they want to get off like every little piece of fat. So this is like when you have a geschmack a piece of fat that you could cut as a. When you want to get the little fat in between, that gets a little more complicated. So for there again, could be b'shas achila. We have b'shas achila mamish, and also we have the going back to the rule that we learned by klipis, by pails that. This is the only way to do it. See, should not like that. How do you pull the meat off from the little pieces of fat? So then you have to separate it that way. Yeah. So tomorrow we're going to learn about a filter.